with SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke after Israel's deadly attack on humanitarian aid workers in Gaza.
Frustrated by Israel's handling of the Gaza war and outraged over the killing of seven aid workers delivering food, the president told Netanyahu that Israel must do more to protect civilians and aid workers.
We're looking for concrete steps to alleviate humanitarian suffering in Gaza.
National Security spokesman John Kirby said the president expects specific and measurable steps by Israel in the coming hours and days, or the U.S. would reconsider its policy toward Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, No Labels is skipping the presidential campaign this year.
The bipartisan organization failed to attract a high-profile centrist who wanted to take on the dissatisfaction with the major candidates, President Biden and former President Donald Trump. CEO Nancy Jacobson says no candidates with a credible path to the White House emerged, and the responsible course of action was to stand down. It leaves anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the only prominent outsider still seeking the presidency. The announcement comes days after the death of the founding chairman of No Labels, former senator and former Democratic vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman. I'm Ed Donahue.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, day one of 5 days of meetings in China. And while Beijing is determined to avoid open conflict with the U.S., both sides still appear to be hashing out the rules on how to compete against each other. There are tensions over Chinese government support for the manufacturing of electric vehicles and solar panels. One person died, two others were hospitalized when a section of a crane fell from a building in downtown Fort Lauderdale Thursday, where crews were in the process of stepping the crane when a section being prepared to increase the crane's height came loose. SRN News. Next Saturday, April 13th, the largest ever national meeting on foster care and adoption will take place in suburban Dallas. It's called the Chosen Conference, and Dr. Jonathan Teague, senior associate pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church, tells SRN News it'll have an ambitious day-long agenda.
In fact, our keynote speakers, Shane and Casey Pruitt and Sadie Robertson-Huff and her mom, Corey, and others, and of course, our governor, Greg Abbott. We're very pleased that he's going to be joining us in person as well. This space, these issues of adoption and foster care have touched their lives personally. So it's an incredible lineup of speakers. We're going to raise awareness to the issue, and we're going to teach Christians and churches and pastors how to get involved in this space.
The Chosen Conference is open to anyone across the nation. If they can't attend in person, a live stream will be provided. Information on how to register in person or online available at prestonwood.org/chosen. SRN News. A decision on an inmate lawsuit to view the historic solar eclipse next week.
Inmates who sued New York's Corrections Department will get to view Monday's solar eclipse. Six incarcerated men at the Woodbourne Correctional Facility in upstate New York sued the state over its decision to lock down prisons during next Monday's total solar eclipse. The inmates' lawyers reached a settlement, and they'll be able to view the celestial event after all. They filed the suit last week, arguing that the lockdown violated inmates' constitutional rights to practice their faiths by preventing them to take part in the significant event. The six men included a Baptist, a Muslim, a Seventh-day Adventist, two practitioners of Santeria, and an atheist. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A new storm in Southern California again forced the closure of Scenic Highway 1 and iconic Big Sur, where one of its two lanes collapsed into the ocean after heavy rains. More details at SRNnews.com.